Welcome to another Marvel podcast. My name is Drew Gretsch.
My name is Alex Edwards.
Today we are talking about Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, the full spoiler review. After a couple minutes, we're going to stay a bit spoiler free for now. And then we are going to get into our full spoiler time discussion. So Alex, we've not talked about this movie yet. We've not talked about it. So, spoiler free, what did you think?
I really liked it. Well, okay, I didn't really like it, but I thought that it was pretty good, you know, but like, I didn't like the ending.
I'm more like you. I liked it. I didn't love it. I've seen it twice now. I've seen it twice. I liked it exactly the same after second viewing. It was weird. It's not like I liked it more after second viewing or I liked it less after second viewing. It stayed the same. But there were some more things I noticed. The movie does slow down in the second act by a lot. It's a noticeable, like, it did slow down a whole lot after a big action sequence. And then it really doesn't get going again until, I mean, they've been in the trailer, so it doesn't get going again until the Illuminati shows up, you know? So I thought there were about 25 minutes in the middle of this movie where I just wanted them to, like, keep going, you know? And I don't know if that's because I wanted to see some of those characters from the Illuminati again, but still. But yeah, this isn't, like, the cameo-filled Comic-Con that some of us thought was gonna be. I'm glad, like, I knew about the cameos, because I did look up the cameos beforehand, because I wanted to know, like, are all the rumors true? Are we gonna see, like, Tom Cruise? Are we gonna see Deadpool? Are we gonna see John Krasinski? Some of those happened, some of them didn't happen. So, I'm glad I did that. Oh my God, you've been a Wanda fan, a Wanda stan for a long time.
Ever since I watched Age of Ultron, yes.
Yeah. Because of, like,
yeah, I watched it. I don't know when it came out, but
it came out. That was 2015 when Age of Ultron came out. Okay. But I feel like sort of the stigma about, like, Wanda stans recently about, like, how, I mean, I get, like, the most common, like, thing about them is, like, they're annoying, right?
Mm-hmm. I am annoying. That is true.
I wouldn't say I'm... And because of that, I've been hesitant to really call myself a Wanda fan. I'm not a stan, but I'm a Wanda fan now.
Wanda was such a Wanda fan.
Awesome. She was awesome in this movie.
She was amazing. She was great. She was... Oh, my God. Her acting, Elizabeth Olsen's acting, was incredible.
I've seen some things like she could get nominated for Best Supporting Actress. I personally don't see it. I didn't think that her performance was, you know, Oscar worthy. I mean, I don't think that anyone in this movie was Oscar worthy, but I thought she was great. I thought she was really, really great. I thought that Saoirse Gomez as America Chavez was really cool. I want to see more from her in the MCU. Rachel McAdams got some stuff to do in this movie, which I thought was great. But Chiwetel Ejiofor, like, the trailers made him seem like he'd be a really big part of this movie, and he really wasn't. He was in, like, a couple of scenes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I love all the Marvel lore in this movie. One other thing is the title of this movie doesn't necessarily make sense to me. Cause it's called Multiverse of Madness. You think it's gonna be you think you're gonna go to a lot of different universes, right? And I'm not saying just cameos, but you think you're gonna see, like, a lot going on in the multiverse. It's really not. You really only go to two other universes in this movie.
Yeah. 838 and 616.
No. What was the one with, where it was like, and that wasn't the What If Strange, but it was close to it. That was a different universe also. Yeah. Now we're getting into some of the spoiler stuff. So, yeah, we're going to get into spoilers now for Multiverse Madness. If you've not seen the movie, go see it. I really liked it. I do think it's worth seeing in a theater. See it in 3D. My God, because my dad loved this movie and he wants to go see it again. I'm like, let's go in 3D this time. Because this movie that I think was, you know, not made for 3D like Avatar was, but 3D was like made in mind for this movie. Like this movie was like made in mind for 3D. But it's not like the cheap 3D conversion that's awful. Like, the 3D I've heard is good. So, anyway. Do you have your spoiler picked out that you're going to say?
Yes.
Alex. All right. So, spoilers in 3, 2, 1.
Wanda completely destroys the Illuminati and then kills herself.
Yeah.
But, like, not really kills herself. She's still alive.
Oh, she's totally still alive. I do not think for 1 second that Wanda Maximoff is dead.
She's not dead, and I assure you that. She is a girl boss. She will never die.
Yeah.
That's my Wanda stan coming out.
It's the Marvel fake death universe, right?
Yes.
And especially, like, I don't think Kingpin's dead. I don't think Kingpin's dead.
I haven't watched Daredevil yet. I'm sorry.
Well, no, Hawkeye. He's in Hawkeye.
I know, he's in Hawkeye. His death.
You gotta watch Daredevil.
I watched the first
episode. Yeah, like 3 years ago.
No, I watched it like a month ago, the first episode.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. But then I got distracted with Moon Knight, so.
That's fair. Oh, yeah, what do you think of Moon Knight? Because we haven't talked about Moon Knight that much.
Moon Knight? I love Moon Knight.
I thought the whole show was really good. I thought the finale could have been stronger, but, I mean, that's just a Disney Plus finale now. Like, we know that the finales aren't great.
Right. I thought the finale was good. Like, how, like, it was just kind of confusing, you know? The whole psychological, like, psych war part where, like, he was, own mind, but, like, going to the afterlife, but then came back to life, and that was crazy. It was cray-cray. Also, yeah. Layla
was awesome.
Amazing.
Scarlet Scarab. Yeah. I think some of the circumstances behind why Layla Scarlet Scarab, it's like, they don't really make that much sense, but, right. You know, I still loved her in the suit. I thought her, like, fighting alongside Mark and Stephen was awesome. It's just, like, there's no real reason.
Yeah.
And the reason doesn't make sense, because Towerette should have she should absolutely have her own avatar, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, we're not here to talk about Moon Knight, but watch Daredevil before Echo. That's all I'm going to say. Watch Daredevil before Echo.
Yeah.
And that comes out next year. So, we're going to talk about this movie chronologically. Because I feel like that's the easiest way to, like, organize all our thoughts and stuff. So, we'll talk about all that stuff toward the end. But yeah, I don't think for a second that Wanda's dead. So we start out with America Chavez and a variant of Doctor Strange. We start with Defender Strange. They are getting to, they are running toward the Book of Ashanti, and there's some demon thing that's like following them, right?
Yeah, and
I do have one question about that space with the Book of Ashanti. Is that between multiverses? Like, is there one Book of Ashanti across the entire multiverse?
That's what I was wondering, too.
Because there are different Darkholds.
Right. And Wanda destroyed them all at the end.
Because I didn't necessarily feel like when the Book of Ashanti is destroyed later on in the film, why that was necessarily like, oh, it's great, just go to a different universe and get to it. But I guess it's different. You know, there's one Book of Ashanti for the entire multiverse, which I guess means, like, it's a powerful book. It's way more powerful than Darkhold, which, right, by the way, sorry, you go.
They were talking about how it led to the, like, you could learn anything to defeat your enemy in that book. So, like, it could literally, it has to be more powerful than the Darkhold. And,
you know,
it was like, yeah, it was in the same spot each time. Like, the Darkhold could be in different places, but that book was always in the little place beyond the multiverse, I guess.
Yeah. So, Defender Strange starts to take America's powers. And by the way, I thought it was really funny whenever they're like, America? America? And there's one line toward the end where Christine goes, is America okay? And I'm just like, not really, no. No, we're not okay. But Defender Strange says a line, I'm not sure if anyone else caught this, but he says, in the grand calculus of the multiverse, your sacrifice means, and then he gets cut off. But that's the same line that he said to Peter Parker in No Way Home when they're talking about sending the villains back to their own universe. He says, in the grand calculus of the multiverse, their deaths mean infinitely more than their lives. I'm like, that's cool. Because that movie came out like 4 months ago, four right. and a half months ago.
Yeah, and I noticed that line and I was like, oh, I recognize that line. I wonder, I didn't know it was from that or until now.
And then I turned to like look at Yvonne and Hagen, and they're like just watching, like, all right, you guys have only seen No Way Home like one or two times. You haven't seen it 10 times like I have.
I've only seen it once.
Didn't we go again? You've seen it twice, I think.
Oh wait, I went twice.
I saw the movie in theaters 5 times.
Oh wow.
So 5 times I watched it, 4 times on digital, and my god, it's awesome. It when you can watch a movie 9 times in like 4.5 months, and like you still love every minute of it, that says something.
Exactly.
Anyway, so we established that, you know, Strange is arrogant in every universe, right? He's right. arrogant in every universe. And America Chavez is sent off to Earth 616. And then Strange wakes up. He thinks it's all been a dream. He goes to Christine's wedding. And when that happened, all I could think of was Man Without Love from Moon Knight. That's what I thought of when he just wakes up. Yeah, so he goes to Christine's wedding.
Okay, I was so confused because for some, I haven't watched Doctor Strange in so long. So, like, I kind of forgot that Christine was alive. So, at that part, I was like, oh my god, are we in another universe where Christine is alive? I don't know why I thought she died.
We saw her die so many times in What If, so that could be it. Because she died so many times in that episode.
Yeah, that's probably why. But it was just, I was like, oh my god, wait, Christine's alive?
Well, that movie also came out 5.5 years ago.
Yeah.
You gotta remember that. Yeah, so there's the whole wedding thing where finally in Phase 4, in a movie, we get some sort of, like, some ramifications and questions about the blip. My god. Because the blip was referenced a bit in WandaVision. It was a big part of Falcon and Winter Soldier. It was there a little bit in Hawkeye. It hasn't been there at all in Moon Knight. Hasn't been there in Loki, which makes sense. It just hasn't been mentioned at all. And it just feels like it's just one thing that happened. It doesn't really matter anymore.
Yeah. You know?
And it should be this huge event. But yeah, we learned that Dr. Nick West's cat died, and so did his brother.
Right.
In that order. So yeah, you know, we sort of get this question of, was there any other way? And that's what's interesting, because this is like the first Marvel Disney sequel that's come out since Endgame. Because Far From Home and No Way Home were both Sony, and then Black Widow, Shang-Chi, and Eternals were all either standalone or start of a new franchise.
Yeah.
So that I thought that was interesting, and now we're gonna now we're in the front end of, like, six sequels in a row. We have Doctor Strange 2, we have Thor 4, then there's Black Panther 2, and then what's after that? I think it's... Is it Ant-Man after that, or is it Captain Marvel? I feel like they got... No, I think they got swapped, so... We have Ant-Man after that in February, and then it's Guardians, and then Captain Marvel next summer. Yeah.
That's a lot.
Whew. I mean, I'm glad there are three movies this year and not four. I think that three movies and three Disney Plus shows is probably enough, because I feel like last year there was just so much, and I do think that it affected the quality.
Yeah. It's a lot to take in last year.
Yeah.
Ms. Marvel?
Ms. Marvel's next month. That's June 8th.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're super close, which I can't say I'm excited for it, but I'm intrigued by it. I'm intrigued, but I'm not excited.
Yeah, same.
So there's the wedding. Gargantos shows up. I loved Strange finishes his drink, puts the glass on the tray. He jumps off and he just summons it through the cloak. I thought that was awesome. That was so cool.
I love that scene. That was it. Yeah.
And this sequence, it is where I'm like, oh no, this is a Sam Raimi movie. Because the New York in this sequence, that felt like the New York from the Spider-Man trilogy that he did. That's what it felt like.
Not watched that. I'm sorry.
Oh my god, you have not seen the Tobey movies. Dude, you are going to get crucified on Twitter. You gotta watch those. They're great.
I know.
Or at least the first two are great. Third one is, not really. But Spider-Man 2 is one of the greatest comic book movies of all time.
I've heard. Anyway. Yes.
Yeah. But what I did love is there was an octopus thing that was chasing our hero up the side of a building. So, for those of us who have seen Spider-Man 2, that's a clear reference to that. And, I mean, he basically, swapped out Aunt May with America Chavez in that sequence. Because, like, she was, like, hanging off a ledge there while Doctor Strange was fighting the octopus.
Interesting.
So I thought that was super cool. I loved when Wong showed up. Wong is becoming one of my favorite characters in the MCU.
I love Wong.
He's been in the last like three movies. Because he was in Shang-Chi.
Shang-Chi.
He had like one scene in Spider-Man and he's in Doctor Strange. And then he popped up in What If.
Yeah.
So he's awesome, and I really thought Wong was gonna die. I'm so glad he didn't. I'm so glad Wong didn't die.
Yeah, my brothers were, like, telling me, if Wanda kills Wong, that is it. I'm done with Wanda. I'm like, okay. So I was half expecting him to die, but then I was pleasantly surprised when he did.
Well, I've been saying, like, it seems like from the trailers that Wong is gonna die, but then I rewatched WandaVision last weekend, and in that last episode, Agatha says... she reads from the Darkhold and she says, your power is greater than that of the Sorcerer Supreme. I'm like, oh, wait a second. Wong is Sorcerer Supreme, which there were some great jokes about that in this movie. There were some great jokes about that.
Yeah. Did you forget about that part of WandaVision, though? Maybe that's just because I'm on TikTok and everyone uses that scene as, like, justification for why Wanda's stronger than Doctor Strange, but, like...
Yeah, no, it's just, I hadn't really watched WandaVision in, like, over a year, just because there's so much else that I was doing, I didn't really...
Right.
...have time to go back and, like, rewatch a show, so, yeah. But yeah, oh my god, WandaVision is probably the best of Disney Plus shows.
I love WandaVision so much.
As much as I loved Loki, I loved the more like, what the hell is going on that Moon Knight had and WandaVision had.
Yes.
That's what I loved. Where Loki was like, it's all explained to you in the first episode, which is fine, but I want some more, you know?
Honestly, at this point, I think Loki was just, like, just happened so that we learned some vocabulary terms about the multiverse, because that has nothing to do with anything that's happened so far. Like,
well, remember, Kang's gonna be the main villain in Ant-Man 3.
Well, yeah, but, like, it's still, like, still nothing has happened. I feel like they just released it so we know what a variant is.
Well, Kevin Feige also said, like, because that question's been around since for a while of who broke the multiverse. Was it Wanda? Was it Loki? Was it Sylvie? Was it Kang? Was it Spider-Man? Was it the Watcher? And no, Kevin Feige says that what if happened, that that strange spell went wrong, that all of this happened because Sylvie killed Kang. So it, Loki is the real catalyst for all the multiverse stuff that's happened.
Feige said that?
Feige said that all of it happened because Sylvie killed Kang.
Oh my god. So, okay. Yep. Yeah, yesterday I was running around the house saying that it was Sylvie's fault. So then I guess I was
Is Sylvie's fault.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically then... Oh, yeah. By the way, that eyeball. Sam Raimi loves stuff with eyeballs. You can go back and rewatch The Evil Dead. You can go back and rewatch Army of Darkness. Yeah, he loves stuff with eyeballs. He loves eyeballs as much as Quentin Tarantino loves feet.
Ew.
Anyway, yeah, so they have conversation where it's clear now that they remember Spider-Man. They don't remember Peter Parker, though.
Mm-mm.
That's clear. Yeah. We learn what's, I think, the most interesting thing in this movie. The most interesting thing in this movie is your dreams are visions into your multiversal self.
Yeah, I thought...
That is so cool.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the thing in the comics or what, but I loved that.
Yeah, and how... I saw a TikTok about, like, someone said that they really wanted to watch another universe's Natasha waking up from a dream where she was falling. Because remember they said that, like, if you've ever had a dream that and you wake up and you feel like you're falling.
That could be cool. Like, if Marvel ever does what, like, DC is doing and they explore, like, the multiverse... And things that are not connected anyway and they don't connect, which I hope that they do. I hope that they do that, but I don't see it happening for a while. But
yeah,
I'd love for that to happen. If there's, like, another, like, Black Widow movie that's set in, like, the 50s or the 60s, where Natasha Romanoff was born a lot sooner, and they just have it, and they were like, she has that dream, and that's all it is. It's the only thing that references it. I just think that would be so awesome. That would be so, so cool.
Yeah.
So, they bury Defender Strange's body. Turns out Strange has buried worse things in that rooftop. And we learn that there is a difference between sorcery and witchcraft in the MCU. We learn there's a difference between them. And then we hear, da 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 da.
I was screaming, crying when I heard the WandaVision bells. I was, oh my god. You have no idea. Yeah. I gasped and was like, oh my god.
And we get this great sequence with Wanda and with Billy and Tommy. And then Wanda wakes up.
I was on the verge of tears at that scene already. When she woke up, all my family was, like, looking over at me, like expecting me to be, like, full on sobbing, breaking down. It's kind of embarrassing.
Two things. For those of us who have followed Marvel TV for a long time, how great is it that a show is essential viewing before a movie? How great is that? That's what we've wanted for years.
Yes.
Right?
And
not only that,
I saw this Twitter post that said, like, what you need to watch before you watch Multiverse of Madness. And it was, like, obviously it was, like, WandaVision, Doctor Strange, blah, 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 blah. But then it said, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 6, Episode 7. And I don't know why that had anything to do with...
Well, let's take a look at IMDb here. What was that episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
It was after Planet Kitson. I forget exactly what happened in the episode.
Well, IMDb says, after finding themselves in yet another gambling dilemma, a mysterious stranger offers Enoch and Fitzsimmons a ride home. Why would it, like, maybe what they mean is episode 6, because that was the one where spoilers for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. show's been out for a long time, where Fitz and Simmons were, like, trapped in that mine prison. And the episode has the Darkhold in it, but that's the thing I was going to get to, is while this is a different universe's version of the Darkhold, because Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is not canon, I'm sorry, it's multiverse, it's all canon in the multiverse, but it's not part of the main MCU.
Sadly.
Well, that when the show realized it's not part of the MCU anymore, that's when it got really, really good.
No, I stand by Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. being canon, because in Multiverse of Madness, they said Terrigen missed.
Yeah, but that's more of just like
I don't care. Daisy is in the MCU, confirmed.
The point, there is a Daisy Johnson in the MCU, but she's probably still with the Rising Tide.
No. I've refused to believe this.
Because Coulson died with Loki. Coulson died on that helicarrier, so no one gave Skye that second chance. Skye never learned that her real name is Daisy Johnson. Anyway.
No.
Anyway. We know, but though it was that watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., while it's different universe's Darkhold, we learned that, like, we know what the Darkhold can do.
Yeah.
We know what it can do. The Darkhold can create a living body with abilities. That's what it can do.
She was creepy. Madam Hydra, hello.
It created the framework, this, like, this Matrix-style virtual reality, and that makes a lot of sense, because the Darkhold enhanced Wanda's powers tenfold.
More than tenfold.
I guess. Well, no, because Wanda...
She was so powerful. She could have soloed anyone. Oh, my God. She could have soloed anyone.
She was horrifying in this movie. And that sequence where, that sequence where she was, like, in the apple orchard. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That was crazy.
I was like, Wanda... Like...
Wanda, no.
No, I was like, Wanda, yes.
So, yeah, Wanda... So, Steven stupidly tells Wanda where America Chavez is at Camartage.
As he should.
And Wanda goes, then it won't be Wanda who comes for her. It will be the Scarlet Witch. Which, by the way, Wanda had her accent back in this movie.
Yeah. I think so. If, like, she goes through something, she just, like... Like, she... It's like... when people dye their hair when they go through, like, a crisis, she just, like, will either get rid of her accent or have her accent come back.
Yeah. Yeah. So... that whole sequence at Camartage...
It was brutal.
That was brutal. And this was where I'm like, oh, no. Like, in case there was any question about it after the Gargantos fight, this is a Sam Raimi movie, guys. This is a Sam Raimi movie.
Yeah.
The way that he utilized the sound, like, the sound design in this movie was awesome. The sound design, that there were so many sequences where, like, there's this scene where it's like the water, and that's all you hear. You hear the water again, in, like, the Illuminati basement. And then, my God, that Strange v. Strange music battle.
That was crazy.
Their Battle of the Bands, that was... that Super was State. Awesome. That's... From a visual standpoint, this is the most visually appealing Marvel movie.
Yeah.
It's just Sam Raimi's visual style here really, really just... It, it was apparent, and you could tell that, like, he got to make the movie he wanted to make. At least, and this is the thing, is people are saying there was a cut that was like 40 minutes longer.
Yeah.
That was his first cut of the movie. Okay? Right. The first cut of Avengers Endgame was about 5 hours long. The first cut of a movie always is exponentially longer. What's shocking to me is his first cut of the movie was under 3 hours. That's what's shocking to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that... That's, like, not much to cut down and stuff. He is very efficient.
Yeah. And again, I love this whole movie except for, like, those 25, 30 minutes in the middle where I thought it dragged a bit. But there was still interesting stuff there. But, yeah, the whole Kamar-Taj battle... What the hell is, like, Rintra doing? That, like, the Green Minotaur. Like, what is that? Like, what is that?
I was so confused by that.
Like, cool creature, but for why?
Yeah, like, what was the reason?
Well, the reason was because Rintra looks cool, but, like, canonically, it just doesn't really make sense. Because you'd think that's, like, a multiversal character, but... I mean, he hadn't really come to the multiverse yet. So Wanda murders everybody. She just straight up murders everybody, which is weird because at the end of the movie there's like a ton of like sorcerers at Kamar-Taj.
Yeah, she did it looking good too.
Hmm?
She looked good doing it too.
Oh my god, yes. Yes.
Like,
All I'm going to say is it's clear now why this movie's called Mom. That's what I'm going to say.
Yes. Digital full pit, Drew.
Yeah. Anyway, so Wanda throws them into the multiverse, and they land on Earth 838, where you go on red. Which is interesting. I think it's really cool that there were those like subtle little differences like that. It turns out food is free in most of the multiverse.
It should be.
But you know, not 616.
Not 616. Not ours either.
Yeah. There's the pizza balls.
Pizza balls.
So that cameo, the pizza papa guy, that was Bruce Campbell. Cameos in every Sam Raimi movie.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Because I read something about that before I watched the movie, about just that post-credit scene. So I told my dad, I was like, we don't have to stay for that post-credit scene because it's really just like about Sam Raimi. And then my dad was like, no, we should stay. And then he was like, wait, what was that? Like, what is it? That doesn't make sense. I was like, yeah, he told you.
Yvonne and Hagen and I lost our minds at that credit scene. We were just like, he just turns, looks at the camera and goes, it's over. was... I personally think... Because, like, Marvel has serious post-credit scenes and they have, like, little tags, right?
Yeah.
This is probably my favorite of their tags that they've done.
Yeah, it was funny.
I love the pizza balls. I love that like little character development for America Chavez with her moms. Yeah, I thought, you know, the whole thing with, like...
when they died.
Her... Yeah. And it's clear they're, like, setting up someone else for her down the road.
Yeah.
Obviously. I don't know yet if she could carry her own series, right? But, I mean, I didn't think Elizabeth Olsen and Paul Bettany could carry their own series, and they did.
They so did.
Yeah, but I mean, still, I think that she's too new of an actress. I mean, she's like 16 years old, so yeah. I don't know yet if they'd give her own show. I think maybe she'd show up in like Doctor Strange 3, and then she could springboard from that into her own Disney Plus series.
Yeah,
but I'm down for that when the time comes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, back on Earth, 616. Because you got to clarify.
Yeah.
One of a sorceress destroys the Darkhold. Which, man, why didn't Daisy Johnson do that? It seemed fairly easy to destroy the Darkhold.
Yeah, she just like stabbed it.
I'm sure there was like some sort of magical blade though.
Yeah. But still, Daisy has magic, and Daisy could have just quaked it, you know.
Still, yeah. So Wong takes upon some surviving sorcerers being tortured, Wong reveals to Wanda that the original Darkhold is at Mount Wundagore.
Yes. I so thought that the WandaVision post credit scene was Mount Wundagore, but
a lot of people did.
Yeah.
But yeah, a forbidden fortress for the Masters of Mystic Arts to set foot in, where they find the ruins of an ancient fortress. I thought that whole thing was really cool. I want to see more ancient sorcery and stuff. I hope we see some more of that in the Agatha show.
Yes.
Which, is Agatha free now? If Wanda's dead, then Agatha's free.
Well, Wanda's not dead, so.
But here's the thing. Is the question still has to be asked, like, what awakened Wanda's abilities and why was it Wanda? So that's one thing I really want from a potential like Scarlet Witch series or movie.
Yeah.
Because if it happens, it's going to be a movie.
I saw this really crazy theory that remember at the end when Wanda, or 616 Wanda, like America punches her into 838, and like she sees all the damage she did, and then realizes that she can't have her kids.
We'll I saw this thing at the end.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later. Yeah. So Wundagore, and it turns out it's not a tomb. It's a throne.
It's a throne.
It's a throne
for her.
Yeah. Evidently, we should say that. But it's still probably the tomb of Chthon.
Yeah, but there was... Oh, also, in that castle...
Because there was a tomb there. There was a tomb.
Yeah. But in that castle, there was a... Oh my gosh, she literally unleashed Chthon when she destroyed
it.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's a theory. Like, Chthon's free now.
Yeah. But man,
the Scarlet Witch
there was a statue of Wiccan in that castle.
Was there?
Yeah.
Was there?
Yeah, and Wanda touched his hand.
I didn't notice that. Guess I have to go see it again. Yeah. So let's cut back to Earth 8. Oh no. Well, let's talk about this part now. Wanda begins to dreamwalk into her 838's mind. Oh my god, that scene.
I feel so bad for 838.
Yeah.
The whole time Wanda was using her body, I was like, oh no. Like.
So there was actually one joke in there that I'm like, this is amazing. Billy and Tommy say that the 2003 Tigers are the greatest team ever. The 2003 Detroit Tigers lost a record number of games.
That's funny.
a multiverse of endless possibility. So, actually, that was funny. So, yeah. But that whole sequence where, like, Wanda begins her dream walk, that was awesome.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Strange... sorry, you go.
Oh, no. I was just gonna say, like, when the painting... Or when the picture of Wanda, like, looks at her and then there's a reflection.
Oh!
I got goosebumps.
Yeah. Yeah. That was awesome. So they get to the strange, they get to, the sanctum, and Strange died fighting Thanos. It's assumed. Obviously, we know that's not true, but then it turns out Carl Mordo is now Sorcerer Supreme, and he runs that sanctum.
What happened to Wong in this universe?
We don't know. Maybe, you know what? Maybe this is the universe where Wong is running naked from the clowns.
Oh no.
I loved that joke.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. So, essentially, Mordo explains the dreamwalk and then poisons Strange and America. And he has a really interesting line here. I only did as you would have done. I'm like, huh. He would do that. He would do that.
Yeah. I don't remember that line, but yeah, that definitely sounds like something. Yeah.
Yeah. So Strange wakes up in the Illuminati headquarters, which. No, there was that, like, aerial shot of, like, that establishing shot. And the Illuminati headquarters, honestly, reminded me a lot of, it reminded me, like, a lot of the Emerald City of Oz.
Oh.
It's all green and it looks all futuristic, like, more utopian, I guess. And turns out here... Christine Palmer works for the Baxter Foundation. And when they mention Baxter Foundation, Hagen turns to look at me and he goes, holy shit. Because the Baxter Foundation is Fantastic Four.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
Hagen...
The Fantastic Four
Hagen
is
a... He's a Fantastic Four super fan. Hagen's a Fantastic Four super fan. Dr. Doom is his favorite character, but Mr. Fantastic, Reed Richards, is a close second.
Oh, well, Wanda killed Dr. Doom in the comics, so...
Yeah, but not in the MCU. Anyway. turns out Strange and Christine not being together... is an absolute point in time. They just can't be together in any universe because Strange is too much of an asshole. Right?
Sadly.
Yeah. So Mordo walks in with some Ultron bots, which is super cool because the missing component, it seems to, you know, Bruce and Tony's suit of armor around the world was Reed Richards. They must have, they needed Reed Richards there for Ultron to serve his purpose. But yeah, he goes, the Illuminati will see you now. And we see, all right, so we saw Haley Atwell as Captain Carter, obviously a different version from What If, right? Like, she's going to be fine in season two. This isn't going to affect season two. But what if there's like a dream that she has where she's being cut in half by Wanda. That would be awesome.
I would love that. I so want to see more dreams, like people waking up from crazy dreams in the future of the MCU. Like, so want to see that.
Oh man, remember in Ragnarok, Thor was talking about he's having this recurring dream of Surtur destroying Asgard. So Ragnarok, it seems, is also an absolute point.
That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, you know, with the Illuminati, when Maria said, like, we could deal with your little witch, I think
no.
So you know how the Scarlet Witch is a Nexus being? I think the only universe that the Scarlet Witch exists in is 616, but the rest of the universes is just Wanda.
Well, yeah. Yeah, because remember...
But, like, that's like, that's so true and, like, such obvious, well, but, like...
Also, Wanda never had that trauma there, because, I mean, we don't see Vision. Oh, Vision would never have needed it to be created in the first place, because Ultron was good.
Oh. I wonder who their dad is, then.
Who? It wouldn't be Clint.
Oh.
If those incels who were shipping Peter Parker and Wanda Maximoff were accurate.
No.
No.
Nope.
No, 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 no.
Does Peter Parker even exist in that universe?
He would.
Is he Spider-Man?
Well, that's not America Chavez's universe. Anyway.
What?
Anyway. Because she said that, like, look, not every universe has a copy of everyone, right?
Okay,
but,
never mind.
I mean,
yeah.
they don't mention, like, they don't mention Bruce Banner. They don't mention Tony Stark. They don't mention,
Natasha Romanoff.
They don't mention Natasha. They don't mention Clint Barton.
They actually mention Clint Barton.
Well, in the movie, they do, but not in the context of 838. But yeah, so we see, so the Illuminati consists of Mordo, Peggy Carter, Maria Rambeau, Black Bolt, played by Anson Mount from The Inhumans, Charles Xavier, and Reed Richards.
Jim from The Office.
As much as, all right, so let's talk about that for a minute, because I feel like that's the big one. Is Reed Richards, and a lot of people are saying this confirms he's going to be our Mr. Fantastic in the MCU. For me, it confirms that he's not going to be our Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Because it's like, look, we gave it to you, you saw him, now we're going to have an actual audition process.
Right.
And also, after this movie, I can't see, like, as much as I love A Quiet Place in those movies, you guys know, Quiet Place 2 was my favorite movie of last year. That was my favorite movie last year. I can't see John Krasinski as anything other than Jim Halpert.
Yeah.
He's only Jim Halpert.
Yeah.
You know,
hence my joke, like,
yeah,
2 minutes ago.
Yeah. But yeah, that was great. That was great. The fans did that. We did that. We campaigned for Reed Richards, John Krasinski, for a long time.
Yeah, he looked exactly like the fan edit, too.
It looked just like the fan art, yeah. I thought that was great. Did your theater go crazy when that happened?
My theater was so boring. It was really
sad. Oh my
god. No one made any reaction for anything. So I was cheering when Wanda was killing them. I was cheering when I saw Reed Richards. I cheered when I saw Charles Xavier. And I was the only person cheering in my theater. It was really embarrassing, to be honest.
There was some cheering for So when I saw it on Friday night, for my first screening, there was a good bit of cheering for Reed Richards. There was a little bit for Captain Carter, which I was part of. For Black Bolt, it was myself and like three other people were like, yeah. And Charles Xavier, my brother, Owen went crazy. Owen went crazy when Charles Xavier, because he loves the X-Men. He loves everything X-Men.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is the other thing. And you know what? This proves one thing to me. Because we've had three actors now, four actors, make the jump from Marvel Television to Marvel Studios. We saw James Darcy as Jarvis in Endgame. We saw Charlie Cox as Matt Murdock in No Way Home. We saw Vincent D'Onofrio as Wilson Fisk in Hawkeye. And now we saw Anson Mount as Black Bolt in Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah.
If the day ever comes when we see Daisy Johnson, I think that Chloe Bennett is at least going to get a call.
Chloe Bennett is going to play her. I will not accept anyone else.
If she's ever in the MCU.
Actually, Chloe Bennett dated Logan Paul. That's so embarrassing for her. I remember before.
That was like 5 years ago.
It was before I watched Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And I was a really avid Logan Paul.
Is this really something that you want to admit up on the podcast?
No. But I watched every Logan Paul video and I remember being like, who is this girl? And then and then I watched Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and I was like, oh my god. That's Logan Paul's ex-girlfriend.
We all make bad decisions in life. We all make bad choices.
I really regret that. Chloe Bennett's
made a few. Yeah.
I still have all the words memorized to Logan Paul's songs.
Prove it right now on the podcast. No, don't. But
absolutely not.
But yeah, I mean, there are a lot of rumors that we're going to be seeing Kristen Ritter pop up as Jessica Jones and She-Hulk. Which, I mean, look, I think it's obvious that Matt Murdock's going to be in that show. Yeah. I mean, they're both lawyers in New York. We've already seen Matt Murdock pop up in No Way Home. He's going to be an Echo, allegedly. So, yeah. How cool would it be if we see Matt Murdock once again defending Jessica Jones in court?
That'd be awesome. I haven't seen it yet, so.
You haven't seen those shows, which is unfortunate.
I'll watch them in the summer, maybe. I'm just like...
You should.
So busy, because...
Yeah. Here's the other thing. Is a lot of people wanted this to be super, super full of cameos.
Right.
I want that time to come. This is not that time.
Exactamente.
If that happened... You know what I want to see them? Give me a Secret Wars movie.
Yes.
Give me a Secret Wars movie where we see like a doctor, where we see like an incursion happen or several incursions. And in those universes, you have the X-Men, you have Tobey Spider-Man, you have which by the way, I saw one person and they were completely serious. They're like, if Tobey Maguire was in this movie, he would have taken out Wanda in 4 seconds. Like, no, he would not have.
Hello?
Wanda killed, like, 85 sorcerers.
What?
Tobey had no chance.
What did they think Wanda was going to do again? Or, I mean, what did they think a little Spider-Boy was going to do against, like a 50-year-old Spider?
Cool. What would be super cool is if Wanda, like, turned... If she, like, turned him into, like, an actual spider.
Oh my god. I really want to see that now. I really, really want to see that.
But yeah, like, we'd have, like, those different versions of Fantastic Four. We'd just have... We could have the Defenders there. We could have the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. in that Secret Wars movie.
I really want to see... And, like, it
can disconnect from the MCU. And they can kill off all those universes in one swoop.
Yeah. I really want to see, like, or, just so much death of an unimportant universe.
What if Deadpool 3 is just Deadpool kills the Marvel Universe?
Oh my god, like the comic.
Because there are rumors that Kevin Feige is going to be in She-Hulk as Kevin Feige. And that she's going to break the fourth wall. What if Kevin Feige shows up in Deadpool 3 and he's like, hey Deadpool, you're with the... I would hate this. I would hate this. I don't, yeah. As much as I love Kevin Feige, I don't want him to actually be a character in the MCU. As if he's like... No, because you know that Kevin Feige showed up in Marvel Comics last year, right? He was at, like, the X-Men, like, Hellfire Gala. And he turned to Cyclops, and you can see how Kevin Feige's got his baseball cap on, and he goes, hey Cyclops, so what's your story? And just Kevin Feige shows up there for no reason, but Kevin Feige just be like, hey Deadpool, we have a problem. We have too many universes out there. Can you go take care of them? We could just get a Deadpool kills the Marvel Universe.
I would love that so much.
I think it would be a cool concept, and I can tell you, I bet it's being discussed. But no, I don't want that. And I don't think that Ryan Reynolds would do that. I don't think that Sean Levy would do that, because he's directing this movie. But yeah, I think that could be super, super fun as like a concept at least. What if Deadpool killed the Marvel Universe? There we go. We could get that in What If episode. Could get that in What If. So let's talk about how Sam Raimi was able to like structure this universe of 838. This universe felt lived in. And you know what? Thinking back on it, I'm really glad that they only focus on one or two different universes. Because yeah. That'd be way too confusing. You got the sense in this movie that like that universe with the Illuminati and the one with Strange Supreme, you got the sense they were lived in. Where yeah. If we saw 45 different universes in this movie, it would have felt cheap. You wouldn't have cared as much.
Right.
Like, I loved that we got the little flashback with to like their version of Infinity War.
Yes.
Does this universe have the Avengers?
I don't think it does. Didn't they say that it? Maybe I dreamed that, but I feel like they said that they didn't have.
It happened elsewhere. Elsewhere in the multiverse where this movie came out, they mentioned the Avengers there. But yeah, there's I thought this movie was just they did that so well. They did that really, really well. Let's talk about, oh, by the way, that was the Professor X. Who's a variant of the 90s cartoon. Here's why. He looked the same. I mean, obviously, it looks the same. It's clearly Professor Xavier. But they had... It was the main theme. The effects on, like, the head were the same. Where, like, where he's reading their minds. Like, you have the mind waves that's straight out of the 90s animated series. In the credits, which I thought this was super interesting, and I mentioned this on our before and after review, you saw that the in the music credits for the music that's like not composed by Danny Elfman, which by the way his score was phenomenal, it credits the X-Men 97 theme.
Oh.
X-Men 97 is an original series coming to Disney Plus next year, which is a continuation of X-Men, the animated series from the 90s. That's a lot.
Yeah.
I know. It's a lot, but I thought that was awesome. So, let's talk about how Wanda brutally murders all of them. I loved it.
I loved it, too. And
look, here's what I'm going to say. A lot of people are saying the Illuminati was a joke. No, they were not a joke. These are the most powerful characters in the multiverse. In Marvel's pantheon, these are the most powerful characters. And Wanda took them out like it was nothing.
Like it was nothing.
It was... Now, look. Had we seen how they defeated Thanos, I think that would have been cool. Had we gotten to see these characters in action defeating Thanos, I hope that was part of Sam Raimi's like original cut of the movie, right?
Yeah,
that'd be awesome. Like seeing these great characters taking down Thanos and stuff, which honestly, all they really need is Black Bolt.
Yeah,
all they really need is Black Bolt to say F off. And then it's fine.
when he's dead.
So
everyone's talking about how if Reed Richards didn't expose Black Bolt's power, then Wanda would have lost. But she wouldn't. She would have.
I'm gonna say I'm talking about that in a second.
Okay.
Hang on 1 second. But yeah, I feel like had we seen them in action, that argument wouldn't be there. Regarding what Black Bolt's, or not Black Bolt, because Black Bolt can't talk. Regarding what Jim from The Office said, what Jack Ryan said, what Lee Abbott said. Oh no, Reed Richards. These are all his different characters.
Yeah.
That was him being reasonable. As Wanda said throughout the movie, this is me being reasonable.
This is me being reasonable.
So what Reed Richards did was he just said, back the F off. This man can destroy you with but a whisper of his mouth. And you can say the line, Alex.
What mouth?
Oh my god! Oh my god! What mouth?
I was so disappointed in myself because I looked up spoilers on Twitter and I saw that scene beforehand. But, like, still, it's so crazy.
I saw spoilers out of context. You know, like, this whole thing, like, spoilers out of context.
I hate it. It was just, like... That started in, like, 2018, and ever since I've hated it.
I love spoilers out of context. Well, it's my favorite thing.
No, okay. I hate it before I watch the movie, because they say it out of context, but then they, like, do the most obvious things that people could so obviously understand.
Well, not really, because, like, music notes was, like, what the hell are...
I was really confused with all the music notes, but, like... I thought
that was a reference to the score. I thought it was a reference to the score.
Yeah, no, I did too. But I don't know. I saw some and it was like really obvious, and it was like,
what was it?
It was literally one with like this explosions, and I was like, okay, well, that's clearly Wanda exploding people. Like, well, yeah. Now that I'm thinking back on it, it wasn't obvious at all. I had just, like, assumed. But I was right, so...
You were right. So... My God. Both screenings I was in. Friday night and then on Saturday night. Seeing, what Wanda... No, so sorry. That moment where Black Bolt's, like, where his mouth is all... And his brain just, like, blows out. That was crazy.
It was crazy. My dad looked, like, over at me and was like, Alex, what was that?
Yeah. That was insane. That was gory. That was straight up gory.
Yeah. And I loved it.
She turned Reed Richards into string cheese.
Just full string cheese. That was so amazing of her.
That line from Reed Richards. And I'll let you say the next one also. Wanda, I know how you feel. I have a family.
Do your children... Or, like, is your... I forget the exact words, but, like, do they have a mother? Good, yes. Then there will be someone left to raise them.
Oh, man.
Like, that is such amazing behavior right there. Like,
that's amazing behavior. The fight between Captain Carter and Captain Marvel and then Wanda, I thought was great. I personally loved it when she said, I could do this all day. I loved it.
I loved it, but I was like, come on now. It's the end of the day for you. Like,
no, I was, so last night I was sitting in front of some like racist like incels and stuff. And that also goes along with like sexist and homophobic, but
yeah,
during the Thor trailer, and they're like, who's the girl? And they go, it's Natalie Portman. They go, what the, why? Why? And they go, MCU. And they had a problem with America's Moms. They had a problem with, oh, I could do this all day. I'm like, I love the line. I don't care. The line's great. It's awesome. Yes, it's derivative, but what else are you going to do? And she gets, now that I will say is probably the one death where I'm like, okay, really? This is how they're going to do it? Because she could have easily caught that shield.
Yeah. I just think they just wanted it to be over.
they want it to be cool. But then that shot where, like, the shield, like, hits the wall and it's, like, dripping with blood. I'm like, that's John Walker's shield right there.
Yeah.
After Falcon Winter Soldier. Then Lashana Lynch dies with her.
I was actually sad about that.
I wasn't particularly, you know. Well, I thought she was great, and Lashana Lynch is a great actress. She's a great actress, but, you know.
Well, like, I was sad about it, but also not at the same time, because she literally 5 minutes earlier said, we could handle your little witch. But then...
Oh, yeah.
But then, like, at the same time, it's Monica's mom, and, like, yeah. Back stabber.
A little bit.
I saw a TikTok edit, and it was just, like, it was the song, back stabber, and it was, like, the end of WandaVision when Monica was, like, given your power, I would bring my mom back, too. And then it was, like, Wanda killing her mom.
I'm just thinking if... All right, so now let's talk about Professor X. Professor X has that great line, just because someone stumbles and loses their way does not mean they're gone forever. It's like, ooh! That's the line from the movies. He's talking about his friend Eric. He's talking about Eric.
It's so sad. I also saw a TikTok edit where they were comparing those two scenes.
Yeah.
I've seen, like, probably 300 TikTok edits.
Probably. Okay. Next. Alright. Illuminati's dead. Just sad. Oh, no. There's the battle between Strange and Mordo. Did Mordo survive?
I think he did, because he was just, like, stuck in that little trench.
Huh? Oh, yeah. He was stuck in the dry moat right there.
Trench.
It's called a moat.
It's called a trench.
I know. Anyway. Yeah, so there was that whole thing, which I thought that was super, super cool. That battle there.
I thought that Mordo was going to knock him out of the trench when he was climbing out.
Yeah. Here's one thing I love about this movie, and this just shows how resourceful Sam Raimi is. This could have easily, I think, been rated R.
Yeah.
This could have easily been rated R. But.
Thank God it wasn't. Because then I...
What Raimi did was he replaced the blood on Wanda's face with oil.
Oh.
It was all oil. And, like, you get the same effect. It looks similar, but it's not blood. I thought that was awesome. That was such...
Well, she looked so good with
an
that.
Intriguing, resourceful... Yeah. That was such an intriguing and resourceful use of all that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that whole scene was a little bit terrifying.
A little bit?
Terrifying right there.
That was more than a little bit.
I felt it when America was screaming after Wanda appeared after that little... jump scare. I was like, why aren't you guys continuing to run?
I want Marvel to do more horror directed by Sam Raimi.
Yes.
I saw one thing on Twitter this weekend. It was like, imagine a Darth Vader movie directed by Sam Raimi. That would be awesome.
Just imagine, like, Darth Vader jump scaring you.
Like, a Darth Vader horror movie.
Imagine
or Darth Vader
whispering. In general. Imagine him whispering run in your ear. That's kind of like...
Father.
Fathy.
No. Okay. So they enter the space between the universes and they find the Book of Ashanti.
Yes.
And Maximoff shows up. Wanda shows up again. And she takes over America's mind. She takes over America.
By pulling her hair. And
yeah, she sends, she sends Strange and Christine to that Incursion universe. Turns out, Christine says, man, your Strange did a good job of stopping it. Because there's still stuff here.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Oh my god, I'm just imagining, like, there could be so many Incursions movies happening. Because, remember, at the end of Loki, we saw when, after Sylvie killed He Who Remains, we saw the, what was it? We saw on the monitor when Mobius and Hunter B-15 are just watching, and I remember this because I watched Loki last weekend. He goes, no turning back now. Well, who's anything about turning back for all time? Always. Wow. And we saw universes intersect.
Yeah.
As an incursion. So incursions happened immediately.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't think so, about that.
Yeah. It's just, the whole idea of an incursion is so, so cool, I think. The whole idea of a multiverse is awesome.
Yeah.
I'm just going to throw this idea out there. How likely is it that this affects the next two Spider-Verse movies? I don't think it's likely, but it would be cool.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen, but it definitely, I agree.
I mean, cool. Especially because these two movies were written years ago. Like, probably like around the time when Endgame came out.
Yeah.
I don't think it's likely, but it'd be cool. It'd be cool to have that more of that synergy between Sony and Disney. But still. So we meet this other Strange Supreme, which turns out he guards the Darkhold in this universe. He's gone to other universes. And he goes, he has this great, awesome line. You ever have that dream where you're falling off a really high building? Yeah. That was probably me. And he opens up his third eye and it's like, oh my god.
That was... I love that.
That was awesome. There's this whole insane music battle.
That, which I thought that was super, super creative.
That's the most creative thing Marvel's ever done, is that battle.
Yeah.
I think it went on about 25 seconds too long.
Yeah.
But it was the most visually creative thing Marvel Studios has ever done. And it's going to be hard to top it.
Yeah.
And I wonder, for people out there who can read, like, music notes and stuff, is that, like, accurate? Is that how, like, did the notes correlate to the sounds being played? That's what I want to know. Did they correlate? And also, the production of that scene, I cannot wait to see it. Because the, because typically scoring is the last thing that happens in a movie.
Yeah.
Scoring is the last thing that happens. Like, this movie, the scoring happened, I think, like 2 or 3 weeks ago. It's truly the final part of the production. So did Danny Elfman do this score beforehand, and they, or like the, this part score beforehand, and they just, like ILM then constructed the scene around that, or what? Because I think that was so cool, and I'm fascinated by how they actually did that, in post production for the movie.
Yeah.
So, Strange kills Supreme Strange. He falls and gets impaled. Christine goes to look at him, opens up the third eye, and a little jump scare. It's great.
That was scary.
Then, I'll say this. This is probably the most horror part of the movie. When Strange dreamwalks.
Yeah.
Into his own corpse. That was awesome. That was awesome.
Yeah, the only part that brought that down was when the souls of the damned came out and Christina was like, go back to hell.
Go back to hell. That's just classic cheesy 80s horror.
I know. I started laughing so hard when she said that.
Two things. All right. So one of these... All right, I'll talk about this one first. In the first Doctor Strange, when Strange is fighting Caecilius in the Sanctum, he picks up a pot, and Caecilius goes, you don't know how to use that, do you? And he just throws it at him. Christine knows how to use it.
Oh.
Because she, like, put, like, that fire thing, like, right in front of it, and it just blasted fire out and killed the demons.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing, which I forgot to talk about, with the Illuminati. There's a line that Doctor Strange has. He says, Fantastic Four, didn't you guys chart in like the 60s?
I was confused by that.
If there is another group of supernatural people who have been around since before the MCU, and we're just hearing about them now. It's lazy. Either don't introduce those characters, or find a more creative excuse.
Yes.
It's been like 6 times in the last year. We had Sword. We're just now hearing about Sword. We have the TVA, which makes sense, I guess. We have the Watcher, who I guess the Watcher didn't... Oh, that's a whole other thing. We have the Eternals. We have the Egyptian gods. And maybe we have the Fantastic Four also. Oh, and also the Red Room and Black Widow. Like, find something new. And what I'm thinking it could be, because that line was probably, like, cut out and put back in and cut out and put back in. That's what I think. Feige has a plan, and it's going to correlate with that line. Here's what I think happened. Here's what I think is possible. Maybe the Fantastic Four were a concept used as, like, propaganda in the,
the Cold War.
Vietnam. The Cold War or Vietnam. Maybe that's what it was. Yeah. And then we'll actually have the Fantastic Four be a thing after.
Ah.
So that's what it could be.
Yeah.
Otherwise they'll have to, like, be a team, and they'll have to, like, they'll have, like, their movies set actually in the 60s. But then they'll never be referenced. Because, like, I'm trying to think back. Has anyone actually called the Avengers the world's first team of superheroes?
I don't think so.
Because if they have, that presents a problem with that theory. But I'm sure we'll find out in the next year or so.
Hopefully.
Because, I mean, John Watts has left that movie. He's left the movie. He's not directing it. Which makes me wonder if John Krasinski will indeed play Reed Richards in Fantastic Four in the MCU. I bet he'll also direct.
Yeah.
If we get a Fantastic Four movie directed by John Krasinski, that's going to be awesome.
I would love that.
And especially because Quiet Place 3's come out in 2025. There's time. There is time.
Yeah.
He has the time to, like, do the movie. And, look, I think that John Watts will be back. I think he's going to direct something in the future. Most likely Spider-Man 4 with Tom Holland and Daredevil. I really hope we get Daredevil in Spider-Man 4. But still. Let's get back to this movie. So we have this really cool sequence with the Souls of the Damned.
Yes.
Which, oh my god, that was so cool. That was so cool. There's so amazing. Much in this movie. There is so much in this movie that's just really cool. But that doesn't necessarily mean it's, like, well-written, you know?
Yeah. This is not... A lot of it was, like, the writing.
Oh, my God. Michael Waldron did a good job with Loki, but his writing was a bit lacking here, in my opinion. But I can forgive that. I can forgive it. There are a couple lines where I'm like, I was like cringing. Like, one line, rule number two, find food, preferably pizza. Pizza balls. Like, that was so cheesy. No,
I get it.
No pun intended. That was cheesy. Anyway. Strange fights Wanda. Strange doesn't even really fight Wanda. You know?
Well, she still wins, so...
I guess. He gives America her pep talk. And we have this great, great sequence with Strange... Or not Strange. With the Wandas and Billy and Tommy. This movie came out on Mother's Day weekend. I'm just going to say that.
It did. It did. And Wanda is a mother, and she was being reasonable, and she was justified.
No.
Yes.
She was not justified when she
did. Yes, she was.
She should.
She's a mother.
Have her own kids. She should have her own kids. Wanda can, like, I don't know. If she doesn't want a husband that's not Vision, she can go to a bank and get what she needs and have kids. You know?
Well, they're not going to be Billy and Tommy.
Well, yeah. She can still name them. And also...
Wait, would her kids have powers? Would she pass down the superhero trait?
They might. I mean, wait, have we actually had anyone in the MCU who's, like, passed down their traits of abilities?
No.
Who have, like, natural powers? Like, I'm not talking, like... Because Tony Stark, doesn't have abilities. He is enhanced. He's an enhanced person. Because I think that was actually a really cool part of, like, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., where they made it clear there's a difference between having abilities and being an enhanced person.
Yeah, I liked that part of Agents. I liked every part of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., actually.
Except Season 6. Anyway.
Season 6 was low-key good, though. Like,
Season 6 started off fine for, like, the first half of it, and then it was just bad for the last half of it.
Yeah, I liked the space part of it. I didn't like how long it went on.
We are going to talk about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. in its entirety in a series of podcasts down the road.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's... So Wanda has that whole thing where she realizes, oh my god, my kids have looked at me like this. I can't go back from that. And that was beautiful.
sad.
That was sad. It was beautiful. And then 838 Wanda comes to 61661, and she just goes to her fully understanding, having the most empathetic heart ever. And she says, don't worry, they'll be loved.
You know, I like 838 Wanda more than our Wanda at this point.
Maybe. We spent more time with our Wanda, though.
Yeah. Well,
here's the thing is, the 838 Wanda is still breathing. So.
Well, so is 616.
I know. I fully believe that Wanda's still alive. So. Wanda, quote-unquote, Scarlet Witch dies, not Wanda. Scarlet Witch dies and releases Chthon. We think. That's the big theory, is that Chthon has been released.
I need to say about this theory that I was saying earlier. Basically, it's like...
Oh, yeah.
Wanda...
616 Wanda and 838 Wanda switched places. And that's why 838 Wanda said, like, they'll be loved.
No.
It's pretty cray cray to think about, like, what if, and how? then that's why our Wanda, like, destroys the temple and kills herself because it's not actually 616, it's 838.
I
don't
hate that.
I would hate it. It would be horrible. Really, but I think it's like really, it's cheap. Really creative.
It's creative. It's something that would happen in a comic, but not a movie.
True.
And that's not a dig at the comics. It's just like, you know, with the comics, you don't have to wait 2, 3, 4 years to see these characters again. You see them again next month, you know?
Yeah.
So that's a little bit different. That's a bit different. I don't see that happening in the MCU. I don't. So
Wanda.
Yeah. Wanda, for all intents and purposes, dies.
No.
And then
you see a little to, no, and then the temple crashes down. But you see a little flash of red chaos magic. What could it be? I thought.
Is Wanda trapped under more rubble?
That did not happen again. It's not going to happen again. She teleported to Agatha.
Ooh.
And that's where the house of...
Why would she go... Why would she go to Agatha, though? I personally think that she'd maybe visit... You know what? I'm surprised that Wanda didn't visit Clint Barton. It didn't have to be on screen, but you'd think that...
Maybe she did.
She would go to visit Clint Barton.
Maybe she did.
When?
Off screen.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Maybe she did.
Maybe she did.
Before she read the Darkhold, maybe that's where she went after... After WandaVision, talked to him, and then he convinced her to isolate herself.
Yeah, but I feel like that...
where did she get the... I completely forgot where she got the Darkhold from for a second.
She got the Darkhold
from Agatha. Where did Agatha get it from?
She would have had to have gotten from... If we're assuming all the Marvel TV shows prior to WandaVision are canon, she would have gotten it from Morgan Le Fay... Who would somehow have gotten it from Ghost Rider. If we're assuming that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Runaways are both canon. Because the Darkhold shows up in Runaway Season 3 for no reason at all. It's just there because magic.
I watched Season 1 of Runaways and then I just stopped watching it.
Runaways was good. It wasn't great. But it was good. Again, yeah. We will also be talking about Runaways in the podcast. In the future. Maybe not the near future, but we will talk about all the shows. Now they're all streaming on Disney Plus. So, yeah. America's being trained as a sorcerer. Honestly. Oh, and Strange bows to Wong. I honestly thought that Strange was going to be like, alright, give me 1 second. And he would be like, we are going to go to Mount Everest. That's what I thought he was going to do.
Why would they go to Mount?
Because
because that's what the Ancient One did to him.
But I think the whole "there was no other way" Strange, I think that's gone.
Thank God. You know, I hate him. Going into the movie, I did not like Doctor Strange. I'm sorry.
Well, so one of my sister's friends, because we all saw the movie last night, one of my sister's friends goes, Strange was a side character in his own movie. He did not really need to be there at all.
This is so true. And I've been telling my brother
I'm like Wanda is going to be the only important person.
Well, that's not true, because
America
Chavez was important.
Well, but she was one of the most important. So like,
I think this movie, WandaVision, and this movie were both test runs. To see, like, all right, Wanda can lead her own show.
She okay, so can.
That's she been established. But can. But can she be, a main character in a movie? And she can.
She absolutely can.
I think she's getting her own movie.
I hope so.
I think she's getting her movie, and it's gonna be crazy. And I trust Kevin Feige to do it.
And hopefully Billy and Tommy are in it, and they get their powers, and they meet America Chavez.
And then they meet Kate Bishop.
If they
and then meet Cassie Lang.
If they shoehorn the Young Avengers into a Scarlet Witch movie, you are going to be really mad, and I'm going to be mad. Because that's not the place to do it.
Actually, it kind of is.
The in a Scarlet Witch movie? No.
No.
No. That's not
like,
the place for it.
They like, no, what if, like, they just, like, Billy and Tommy
the
meet...
The place to do it...
No, what if it's just Billy and Tommy meet America in that movie?
No.
Yeah.
The place to do it is in a 6-episode Disney Plus limited series where all the episodes are 35 minutes long. That's the place to do it.
Yeah. Well, that's the
No.
But like they can't all go into it not knowing any of each other. They need to like at least
But that's what they did in Defenders. That's what they did in Defenders.
Well, I haven't watched Defenders, so that's irrelevant to me.
They would have to do it better than Defenders. But the precedent is there where you can have that. You can introduce
a the precedent.
No, we're not talking about AP Gov. But the precedent's there where it's possible for that.
What is the precedent for the case Brown v. Board of Education? Plessy v. Ferguson. Sorry.
That's true. Okay. Now that's all over. There's the last movie where Strange walking down the street and gets his third eyeball because he dreamwalked into his own body. Cut to black. Mid-credit scene. Strange is walking down the street with two eyeballs. And Clea, played by Charlize Theron, goes, Dr. Strange, you caused an incursion and we're going to fix it. Unless you're scared. And he goes, not in the least. His third eye stops doing the longest wink ever. And he jumps into the dark dimension.
Okay. Is the dark dimension its own universe, or is it something that's in every universe?
The dark dimension... All right. There is a difference between a universe and a dimension. Right?
Yeah.
So, I feel as though the dark dimension is probably... That's a good question. I don't know. I really don't know.
Because I feel like it has to be a universe if... Unless, like, our 616 universe is having an incursion with another universe...
We don't know if our universe had an incursion with another. We don't know that. All she said was you cause an incursion.
Yeah.
Now. You know what? So Clea is from the Dark Dimension. Her, in the comics, she's the niece of Dormammu.
Yeah.
Now, it's already been established through the MCU, through Endgame, and then it's been established through the multiverse via Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., where you can use the quantum realm to travel between the universes. Because timeline and... Because the words timeline and universe, I feel, are interchangeable in the MCU.
Mm-hmm.
So you've established that the quantum realm is like that. Remember, Doctor Strange went through the quantum realm in his acid trip in the first movie.
Yeah.
It's you can assume then that the dark dimension is the same way. You can use the dark dimension to travel between the multiverse. So,
yeah.
I think there's one quantum realm. I think there's one dark dimension.
Yeah.
Right, like, it's not like every universe has their own. They all have, they all share one.
That could be interesting, seeing, like, seeing someone who has powers like Gordon from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., or, like, they use quantum particles to teleport. That could be interesting, seeing if, like, they could travel through universes.
Then. Well, we saw that in this movie, because that was
America
Chavez.
Yeah, I wonder if that's how her power
works. You just described the movie. Yeah.
Well, no, I know. I'm saying, like, I wonder if that's how her power works.
I don't know. I don't know. Look, we're at a point in the MCU where you can't... Where, like, me being known as one of the Marvel guys, like, you can't come up to me and ask me, so, who was the lady at the end of Doctor Strange? And I can tell you, like, I think that was Clea. She's from the Dark Dimension. She's the niece of Dormammu, I've come to bargain. And at one point, she marries Doctor Strange. I could not have told you that from before Friday.
Yeah.
So we're at a point now where, like, I mean, the only exceptions I feel are the Fantastic Four and the X-Men coming in, but, like, from now on, like, you just gotta trust Kevin Feige. I trust Marvel based on, like, who's She-Hulk? I've never heard of that character. I think it's gonna be bad. Moon Knight proved you wrong.
But, exactly.
Yeah, gone are the days where I know what I'm talking about in terms of comics lore. So,
I've been gone
second
for
post-credit
a long
scene.
Time.
Second post-credit scene, we meet up with Bruce Campbell again with Pizza Papa. Pizza Papa always gets paid.
Pizza Papa.
That was one of the dumbest lines I've ever heard in anything. Is Pizza Papa always gets paid? It was so
I burst out laughing.
That was so bad, but it was so funny. That was such a funny line.
I love.
So, yeah. Second, yeah. So he just turns to the camera. He goes, "It's over." Big laugh. I thought it was hysterical. That was a hysterical line.
It's Woo. Over.
It's over. But the podcast is not yet over. Okay, so right now, I'm just looking at Rotten Tomatoes. With 315 reviews, it's currently fresh with 75%. I think it's going to stay about there at 75%.
Yeah, it's been hovering around there for a while.
This is, like, look. This is not a great movie. But I was thoroughly entertained for most of it.
That's what I was saying before I watched it, too. Like, the day before I watched it. I was, like, telling people, yeah, I don't think it's going to be a very good movie, but I'm just going to... I know that I'm going to be entertained watching it. Because, like...
I personally think, like, in terms of fan service stuff... Like, look, I'm really glad that No Way Home came up before this did.
Uh-huh.
Because No Way Home was the multiverse of madness that a lot of people wanted.
Yeah.
I like this movie. I think about a 7.5 out of 10, but I don't like to rate movies because I'll give it a 7.5 out of 10. People go like, why did you hate it? Because, you know, we live in a world where it's not, where if it's not a 10 out of 10, that means you hate it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I thought it was good. I thought it was really fun. I'm excited to go back for a third time with... Because my dad really wants to go see us again, and I'm going to go with him. And My mom has seen also, because she is unfortunately sick with COVID right now, so.
On Mother's Day, yeah. Too.
Mother's Day, yeah. So, happy Mother's Day to all moms, but not Wanda.
No, happy Mother's Day to Wanda, my mom.
Yeah. So, I don't really have anything else to say about this movie. Actually, let's see if we have any, like, real, feedback to go through on Twitter. Let's see if there's any real feedback that's not, like, it's amazing 10 out of 10. Because I'm not going to read that stuff. I reached out to the boss just to see, like, hey, have you seen the movie yet? And he goes, no, I haven't yet. Yeah. So, I think the boss is going to go see it next weekend, so we'll be able to talk about the boss's feedback then. But yeah. Really enjoyed it. Really, really enjoyed it. I'm excited for Doctor Strange 3. Because I want to see... Because now the question is like... I wonder if the Incursion multiverse that... The Incursion universes are... X-Men's Toby. We'll get them in Doctor Strange 3. Just stop. Just stop. So, yeah. Guys, go follow us on Twitter at another Marvel P1. Go and check out Tusken Radio if you're a Star Wars fan. Yvonne and I just recorded our thoughts on the Kenobi trailer that comes out in like 3 weeks. I cannot wait for that show. Yeah. And also, guys, it's a big weekend for the podcast. Just because there's a big movie coming out, so that means a lot of people are going to find the show for the first time. So please go leave a 5-star review on iTunes. It'll really help us out. Yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. I'm Drew Gretsch.
I'm Alex Edwards.
Late as gay is, it's over!